Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
That's that Wants and Needs, Drake, Lil Baby, man. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Mostly Ebro right now. You know how it goes, man. People stuck sleep. Now, how'd the weather happen last night? Shawnee, you sleep at the wheel today, too.
What you mean?
Exactly that, you see? You see how slow you slow on the draw. You slow on the draw,
what
McGraw.
What you talking about? I'm here. I'm on point. Sharp, sharp as a knife.
Wagwan. Yo, today it says no precipitation in the next hour.
But that's a
lie. And I don't see any precipitation.
You know why? You know why? That's a lie because, what's up with this mic? Because it's misty, so it might not be rain, so that would be deceiving. It's very misty outside. Right? So the floor, the ground is slick. Your windshield wipers will be on right now. The whole ride in was misty. But it's not going to say rain, so still be prepared and you will drive a little slower.
So yesterday, remember how it was supposed to rain all day?
Yes.
Did it rain where you were? Because no. It didn't rain where I was.
Me neither.
And did it rain last night?
It was misty again, a little misty rain.
But not a real rain?
Nah, not really. Just like this deceiving kind of, you outside and your face is getting wet. It's not even a drizzle. It's just like moist air, like misty.
Yeah, I'm not. Sorry, guys. I don't know what to tell you about today's weather other than it's just going to be overcast. Right. And here's the other plot twist about today's weather. It says the high is only 78, but we don't reach that until like 6 o'clock tonight.
What?
Yeah.
Weird.
And then tomorrow is supposed to go up to 86. Unless, look, I'll tell you what, though. The weather been changing like every 6 hours. They update the weather lately.
I mean, you were saying yesterday that the weather has just been real shifty the past couple of weeks, and if people take
super
notice.
Unpredictable. But that's, you know, that's normal in the humid season though. But one of the craziest headlines that I saw, speaking of just weather going on out here, is that like 60 people have been killed by lightning strikes in India.
Really?
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Well, is it?
Wait, how many you said?
60.
60. Wow. I thought you said 16.
60, bro.
Wow. I wonder what that could be. That's you know, extremely rare. I wonder what is happening. Look, man. Stay prayed up, bro. Stay prayed up.
You know, you could pray. I don't know. I mean, pray real hard. You might want to stay inside while you do it, though, because lightning is striking outside.
Lightning,
you know what I'm saying?
Smacking people up as they walk outside in these streets.
Man, is it? Is it? It's going down.
Fires we're gonna be talking.
Yeah, on the show today, we're gonna be talking about what happened with Stephen A. Smith yesterday with this baseball player by the name of Ohtani, who's a superstar. People were up in arms. Yo, Stephen A. had to issue an apology. One of them, you know, got to it quick, too. Boy, things started to heat up on him. Within a few hours, issuing an apology. Also, in other sports news, which I find amazing, USA men's basketball lost again in an exhibition match. First, they lost to Nigeria. Now, they lost to Australia.
Jeez.
It's an exhibition match, so maybe they're going to step it up when it's prime time. But they say this is the most losses in period for USA men's basketball since they started having pros play, I think, in like 92. They have now lost back-to-back exhibition games for the first time since pros started playing in 1992.
What do you think that is? Like
the world's getting better at basketball? And a lot of the guys that play around the world actually play in the NBA already. You know what I mean? So then they go home to play for their home teams, and they know what they're dealing with. It ain't like when the Dream Team showed up and they pranced all over the globe, and the rest of the world wasn't up to the time on basketball yet.
It's a real game now.
It's a little bit different now when the USA men's basketball steps out on the world stage.
Wait, did they lose again yesterday?
To Australia.
Oh, this might get weird.
See?
Is it lack of chemistry too?
It might be. I mean, these are exhibition games, so we'll see how it plays out when it gets into, you know, Olympic competition, official Olympic competition.
Right. It would frankly be, it makes it a lot more fun, though, if they actually have to compete. Let's be real.
We're not accustomed to it.
Yeah, I don't particularly get psyched to watch them beat teams by 55 points. I think it'd be fun to watch them kind of have to work. But
well, I got to say, as somebody who's probably only seen like 5 Olympic games in my whole life, I've never really sat down and watched because I was always what Rosenberg said, like, yo, they're going to win anyway. This to anticipate them having to work, I'm not accustomed to. It's not a part of my, you know, what I think about USA men's basketball, but guess what? Now we got to think about it. The world's getting better. Superstar players come from around the world and play in the NBA now? And then when it's time for the Olympics, go home for their teams.
Yeah.
Way, way more. I mean, that's Giannis right now.
Now, Giannis isn't playing in the Olympics, though.
I don't know what the Greece situation is.
Yeah, I haven't paid attention to that.
If he's going to be going there afterwards. I'm pretty sure Chris Middleton's playing on the team after the finals are over, but I could be wrong. But I'm pretty sure Chris Middleton's on that team, the U.S. team.
On the line right now, we got Amanda and Rob. It's time for the Get Down with the Get Down. A little Laura Never Loses action. Laura Never Loses because she's not here. Amanda, good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
You sound asleep, man. You still in the bed?
No, I just got into the office right now.
What do you do? What office are you in?
I'm an import coordinator out of Edison.
Okay. All right. Okay. Robert, good morning.
What up, you bro?
Are you in the office whispering too?
Nah, I'm actually on a roll right now.
Where you headed, man?
Taking the wife to work right now.
Every day you get up and take her to work?
Every day. I work overnight. So come home, take the wife to work, then take my daughter to school.
Then come back, go to sleep.
You already know.
How late can you sleep during the day? Is it hard to sleep during the day when the sun's up?
Yo, with the construction going on my block,
no.
Oh, man. Yo, so many people I know have construction going on next to their building right now and are complaining that they can't sleep. Laura had it. Another friend of mine had two other friends of mine have it.
I've had it for months.
And they're working on your building all day.
Yep.
Damn, Robert. No sleep, no rest for the weary, bro. Hold your head, man. Stay focused. Now, Amanda, we're playing for Summer Jams. Robert, we're playing for Summer Jams. It's okay. Me versus Rosenberg in the game of Laura Never Loses. A Boogie, Meek Mill, Migos. Megan Wright and Friends. Swizz Beatz with the New York City tribute to DMX. Bobby Shmurda, Rowdy Rebel. It's going down. More to be announced. Amanda, who do you want to represent you, me or Rosenberg?
I'm going to go with Rosenberg.
All right, here we go. 6 seconds on the clock.
Got you, Amanda.
Yeah, man. Shani's got the question.
Question.
Let's play Laura Never Loses because she's not here.
Here we go.
Okay. Which rapper remixes classic song?
Oh.
Nas?
Maybe, but incorrect. Which rapper remixes classic song to encourage people to get vaccinated?
Oh, that would be Juvenile.
Juvenile, vax that thing up. Horrible. How long is an eon in geology? Ebro.
An eon is 2,000 years.
Incorrect. Oh. Rosenberg.
1,000 years?
Incorrect. A billion years.
Oh,
one
wow.
billion years is an eon. Which festival is partnering?
Peter. Oh.
Rolling Loud.
Rolling Loud with WWE oh. in Miami. That is correct. Which type of charges do a neutron have?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Neutrons have a neutral charge.
Neutral is correct. Ebro wow. wins by the buzzer. There is no charge in a neutron. Neutral.
Yo, who did Amanda pick?
Me.
Oh, damn it.
And you Yo. Stole it with your taking 8 seconds every time you answer.
They call me Johnny Neutron. Yo, Robert, you going to Summer Jam, my guy? All this staying up late, driving the wife to work and all that overnight work paid off.
We going to Summer Jam.
We going to Summer Jam.
Nice.
Yeah, Robert, you in the building. Who you? Now, here's the question. Your wife's in the car right now?
You already know.
Damn, that means you got to take her to Summer Jam.
That's a dub.
That's a dub.
Yo, y'all figure. I don't want you to hurt your life. You know what I'm saying? Or mess up your household. I'm gonna put you on hold now before you say anything reckless. Hang on, we're gonna get your info, Amanda. We love you anyway. Have a great day at work, Robert. Stay safe on the roads. On the way, I don't know if we doing yo love, bro. I don't know if we doing flashing lights or the Brosenberg Report, but keep it locked because there's some things are going.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2021. Performing this year on the stadium stage.
BX, I see you.
Make some noise.
Boogie.
Hey, yo, what up, man? It's your boy, A Boogie with the hoodie. You already know. Performing live this year at Summer Jam.
Come back at it.
A Boogie.
Come see me turn up, yeah.
Special guest Rowdy Rebel and Bobby Shmurda. Plus,
Nigo's in the building. We're going to be at Hot 97 Summer Jam this year.
Meek Millie will be in the building.
Stop!
Swizz Beatz presents a New York tribute to DMX.
Yo, what it do is the big bag, big speaker, money bag, yo.
The Heavy Hitters present CJ and Friends featuring L Alpha and Farrugo. DJ Megan Wright and Friends.
Hey, what's up? This is Saweetie. See you at the show.
The biggest hip-hop concert in the world is back. August 22nd at MetLife Stadium.
Summer Jam makes the balls!
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Seven Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
That J. Cole, we got to get that J. Cole Boz on too with Lil TJ. That's a New York City record right there, the Jackie. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Big Queens BX energy on the Jackie.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? The Jackie the song. You know what I'm saying? On the Jackie Robinson Expressway right this second. I don't know what the energy is. The energy over there usually is traffic, though.
That's the main energy they bring, you know?
The Jackie. Yo, Shani. What hours of the day when you jump on the Jackie is the easiest? Oh, like late at night, after 8 p.m.
Yeah,
late night. And before 7 a.m.
Late night and middle of the day when everybody, just not rush hour.
Yo, I've been on that joint at lunchtime. Yo, I feel like lunchtime, that joint slows down.
Yeah, yeah.
12, that's rush hour too. So there's no time then.
Somewhere between 10 and 12 and then between like, for an hour, maybe around 2 o'clock, 2:30, and then late night again. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
That thing been thick for a long time. The inner borough.
Yo, let's get to the Brosenberg Report right now. Where's Laura Stocks? But it's Ebro and P.
Oh, she'll be here. But right now, I'm P. He's E.
Mad love, Biz Markie.
Ebro and P.
Mr. Dynamite!
First things first. Stephen A. Smith was in the frying pan yesterday for his commentary on a phenomenal baseball player. that many people have said is the second coming of Babe Ruth. He's a pitcher. He's a home run hitter. Ohtani is his name.
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani, when he does press, he has to use an interpreter. Shohei Ohtani is from Japan. And they were talking about the marketability and the reach of Major League Baseball and Major League Baseball trying to be more exciting and get a younger audience. And this is what Stephen A. Smith had to say.
And I understand that baseball is an international sport itself in terms of participation. But when you talk about an audience gravitating to the tube or to the ballpark to actually watch you, okay, I don't think it helps that the number one face is a dude that needs an interpreter so you can understand what the hell he's saying in this country.
Oh, people were pissed.
There's more.
Yeah. Well, but the point is this, Max. If this was Bryce Harper, what would we be doing? We might be talking about baseball 5 days a week.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
Although, to be fair, we've now talked about Ohtani this season a handful of times, which is more shine than baseball would otherwise be getting.
We've talked about him twice.
Those home runs are doing plenty of talking for me. It is very difficult to learn
Molly?
Language.
You sure?
I'm sure he's trying. You sure? That he's trying to learn English? Yeah, I think
No. I'm saying you sure that's enough for you, Molly? How many Angels games have you watched, Molly?
Actually, I've watched a lot. Because my best friend is married to a former pitcher. Sorry.
I haven't. But when Barry Bonds was smacking home runs or Mark McGwire was it, I was transfixed on the two.
And people were pissed, and rightfully so. Because that comes off what Stephen A. Smith is saying, what you hear right there, Stephen A. Smith saying, because Ohtani doesn't speak English well, Stephen A. is basically saying he's not interested.
Yeah, he's saying he's not captivated the same way he would be if he was an American player who spoke English, or now, any player who spoke English.
16 hours ago, Stephen A. Smith put up this video. Oh, of course, my thing ain't playing now. That's how you want to do me?
What the, really?
Yeah, the apology.
He put up a clarification video.
Segment on Ohtani this morning on First Take.
People, can you guys hear that?
What I'm saying? I'm not talking about the state of the game. Baseball itself. Baseball's a great game, a great sport. And some of the greatest players in the world are foreign players. Tatis comes to my mind. I love this brother, what he brings to the table. And Ohtani is the second coming of Babe Ruth, okay? That's not what I was trying to say. I'm talking about the marketability and the promotion of the sport is exactly what Sports Illustrated essentially alluded to in their article last month when they talked about 28% of the players in Major League Baseball are foreign players. A lot of them need translators. You know, Spanish, it could be Mandarin, Japanese, the list goes on and on and on. If you are a sport trying to ingratiate yourself with the American public the way Major League Baseball is, because of the problems that you've been having to deal with in terms of improving the attractiveness of the sport, it helps that if you spoke the English language. It doesn't mean anything more than that. Baseball is a great game, but baseball's audience is significantly older than the NBA, the NFL audience, etc., etc. That's what I was talking about. Nothing more. We're only talking about Ohtani because he's phenomenal. He's going to be in the home run derby, and he's got 33 home runs with a .279 batting average. Plus, he can pitch, and he's the second coming to Babe Ruth, practically. We know it's an international sport.
And yada, 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 yada. Now, Stephen A. deserved the smoke he got, and I'm glad he apologized. But the indictment for me in this entire conversation, the real issue in what Stephen A. was not clear about, is basically what he's saying is the mainstream American audience is xenophobic and racist. And we know that to be true. We know that to be true.
Is that definitely what he's saying, though? That they're xenophobic?
Well, he's talking about marketability. He's talking about the attractiveness of bringing in fans who are not already watching baseball to grow the audience.
But is so that? You're not, I agree. The audience is xenophobic and racist. A lot of them. But is that what he's saying, or is he simply saying by not being able to communicate directly, you can't create the same sort of bond with the public?
That's part of it, though. That's in there. Why can't somebody who doesn't speak great English or needs an interpreter not be able to bond?
Just because, I mean, the logic would be that people don't connect the same way because you can't feel the person's personality the same way.
So who's going to get the button?
Well, coming up, Stephen A. is going to get the button. He gave it to himself.
Although he didn't really apologize.
Oh, he said, I am sorry.
Oh, he did say the words, I am sorry?
He wrote it.
Okay.
That was a clarification clip. But he wrote, let me apologize right now.
Got it. Okay. So he gave himself the button.
Yeah, he gave himself the button.
Okay.
But it's a real conversation. You know that? Listen, you know, Eminem's not as popular as he is just because he's a great rapper.
Nope.
It's because he's white. It's all in there, guys. That's a part of American culture. And people hated hearing it from Stephen A. And the way he said it when you listen to that audio, he's like, when he was talking to Molly, he was like, I haven't paid attention. So he basically, he told on himself. He said he's not interested because Otani has an interpreter, which is why he had to apologize. That's where he really played himself.
Right.
And that's the Brosenberg Report. It's E-Bro and P.
E-Bro and P.
E-Bro and P.
Get well, Bismarcky.
Where is LS?
We'll find him.
Congrats is coming up in Ride or Die, baby.
WQHD-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Now, I was trying to ask Shawnee earlier if it rained at all yesterday, because I was waiting for rain literally all day.
Yo, me too.
Did it rain by you ever?
Not a drop.
Yeah. In the evening, it was misty, but it's like hard to call it rain.
Yeah, it was
it's
nothing.
Not really a drizzle. It's just this weird misty. But
it's
if you
misty.
Sleep.
It was misty this morning. I went outside for a run. It was definitely misty, but it wasn't raining.
Right.
But Laura, did you see any rain yesterday?
Not at all. And I was waiting for it. I was walking around with an umbrella. And I never got to use it. So.
Yo, man. I don't know who the congrats goes to, but I feel like it's us.
Why is that?
I don't know. Because the weather's our fault. It's our fault, man.
It's our fault.
It's
the
our
people,
fault.
The people.
The people. Yeah, it's just us humans.
Wow.
The original virus on the earth.
Talk about it.
You're not wrong.
You know what I'm saying? Messing everything up. I think I'm going to save the Stephen A. convo for the close, because I'm sure Rosenberg wants some of that. Congratulations, you played yourself. Because Stephen A. gave it to himself. And we'll read that in seconds. But I got to give it to Congressman Kevin McCarthy. Just because, but also his constant talk about critical race theory.
Oh, here we go.
And the fact that he fixed his lips to say critical race theory goes against everything Martin Luther King Jr. taught us.
What?
Yo, are y'all reading the book? There's a book. There's multiple books. The people who wrote the book on critical race theory, they've updated the book. There's like a fourth edition. Because critical race theory, if you don't know, is about the laws constructed by this nation to further oppress black people in the name of white supremacy.
And they just want to ignore it and act like it never happened.
Well, not only do they not want it, well, the problem is, Laura, they're not ignoring it. They're openly talking about it. They're just not talking about it in a way that's factual. They're confusing it. They're perverting it for the sake of their own politicization. Is that a word?
There you go. There you go.
And just because now it's become a flashpoint, it's become a provocative thing to say, a polarizing thing to say. And so for anybody that thinks critical race theory goes against the teachings of Martin Luther King Jr., you get this.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because A, you ain't read critical race theory, and B, you must not have studied Martin Luther King Jr. You just listened to the end of his speech in the March on Washington, which is the I Have a Dream speech, and you think that's all he ever talked about. The I Have a Dream speech is the end of a whole speech. The rest of the March on Washington speech of Martin Luther King Jr. Cage was about the wealth gap. It's about black people and jobs. Y'all think he just got up there and was like, I have a dream that we'll be able to get along with white people and they'll accept us into this nation without any questions and stop being mean to us? No. I just want to see little kids playing together that are of different races. No. You haven't studied Martin Luther King Jr. and you haven't studied critical race theory, and you get the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Nah, not Ari. Love Ari, but nah.
Give him the real one.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Laura, by the way, on your list today.
That's just another word that, like, people use I feel like people are using the language. First of all, let me be clear. The people who are against critical race theory want any reason to not have to do the work and studying that's built into it. And they're using almost the language around it to make it sound like something dangerous, wrong, bad, because they just don't want to do it. It's just history.
Well, it also implicates the foundation and the fabric of modern society. And that's the other thing that they're afraid of, because then they'll have to take responsibility not only for their racist ancestors, but the laws that they continue to uphold that they don't want to change.
I think, honestly, it's really that, because there's so many laws that discriminate against so many people right now. Each state has insane laws when you start looking it up, and they're like, wait a second, we've been getting away with this for so long. You mean
we don't want to change this now?
Be educated, and they're gonna know? No way, we don't want anything to do with that. Plus, they might take away more statues. You know what I mean? So I think.
Oh no, not the statues!
No, they love the statues more than people. Facts. All right, sorry, Laura, what's up?
No, nothing. I'm just gonna give it to myself for missing my alarm.
Congratulations.
I just stumbled in here.
You played yourself.
Running because I just missed my alarm. I don't know what happened.
It happened. You're sleepy?
Yes. I just woke up to a phone like, bah, bah, bah. I'm like, oh, how long has this been ringing for?
I'm going to give Laura Stiles the congratulations. You played yourself because you thought you could be a new mom, jump on a flight down to Miami with your family, party all weekend, come right back to work on Monday.
Well, party.
With a 7-month old.
Party is a very loose term.
Wow. Not that much partying.
You didn't sip a bevy? You didn't sip a bevy?
Hard, like once or twice.
Listen, that's a lot for a new mom. Oh,
congratulations.
Back on the scene.
You played yourself.
How late did you stay up down in Miami? How late were those dinners you had young baby light till at least 10?
No. Till like 8, 9. Not bad.
That's
not bad.
10. She lying. Hit her with the button.
Right. Congratulations. You played yourself.
Y'all was at some Korean barbecue spot nibbling on some, you know, high-end steak niblets.
Exactly.
But yeah, guys, I totally missed my alarm. So sorry. I stumbled in here like, whoa, what happened? What happened?
Rosenberg, Stephen A.
Oh, you want me to do Stephen A? I was going to do me over shaving my eyebrows.
Okay, go with that then.
Oh my God, I'm just noticing
you
right now.
Yourself.
Look how thin these eyebrows are, Laura.
Wow.
My eyebrows are always too long. They have hairs that are going down damn near my eyeball. It's a disaster. So the other day when I was trimming up my attempt at growing a beard, I had the guard on the thing anyway.
Okay.
So I was like, let me just run the actual razor with the guard on the eyebrows.
Oh my God.
And I looked in the sink afterwards. I was like, well, that's a lot of hair. And I looked back at my eyes and I was like, oh, whatever, it's not that noticeable. I walked out, my girl was like, hey, what's going on over there? I was like, what?
Congratulations.
Really didn't think much of it. And then today I got on the camera and Shawnee's like, hey, what happened to your eyebrows? I was like, is this noticeable?
Yeah. I noticed it yesterday, but I wasn't going to blow him up because I was like, man, let the man do what he got to do with his eyebrows.
Yo, man. And Ebro, look at Ebro growing as a person. Decided to not blow up my spot. And Shawnee Culture, of all people, my guru brother.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I noticed it yesterday, but I didn't know that it was eyebrows. I was just like, something's different about your eyes.
Shawnee thought I had Botox. Shawnee thought I got Botox to my eyes.
So I was afraid to say it. But today I was like, whatever,
Botox.
Yo. What's happening?
You might as well hit a Dominican barbershop and get that shaped up, buddy.
Nah, leave it alone. Don't do it.
Oh, you want me to go all the way thin now?
Yeah, you have to go all the way,
man. Coming in here looking like Laura Styles with the eyebrows. You better chill. Let that grow back.
You played yourself.
You better let that grow back. Yo, we got to get a congratulations. You played yourself to Stephen A. Smith. They gave you the smoke, brother.
You played yourself.
They smoked you up yesterday, my guy.
That's not new. He gets smoke all the time. Let's
yeah,
be real.
But the quick issue of the apology.
That was different.
He came with it. And, yo, by the way, and Stephen A., when you look it up on Stephen A. Smith's Twitter, first things first, top of the story, I'm sincerely sorry, 13 hours ago. Let me apologize right now as I'm watching things unfold, and let me say that I have never intended to offend any community, particularly the Asian community, and especially Shohei Ohtani himself. As an African-American, I'm keenly aware of the damage stereotyping has done to many in this country. It should have been elevated. It should have elevated my sensitivities even more. And he goes on to talk about how he screwed up. And let's hear said screw up. Shawnee, you have the audio.
And I understand that baseball is an international sport itself in terms of participation. But when you talk about an audience gravitating to the tube or to the ballpark to actually watch you, okay? I don't think it helps that the number one face is a dude that needs an interpreter so you can understand what the hell he's saying in this country.
Violation.
Ooh.
Violation. And look, he tried to say in this country, and like I said earlier on the show, look, we're all very clear, at least on this show, the way racism works in this country and xenophobia works in this country. And if you have an accent, you don't speak English well, or you don't speak English at all and need an interpreter, mainstream America is not gravitating to you like that in terms of sponsorships and mass marketing.
Lower than that. Get in the job.
I was just gonna go on and on. And by the way, Stephen A. screwed up because he made it personal in the audio. Play the second clip, Shawnee.
Yeah. Well, but the point is this, Max. If this was Bryce Harper, what would we be doing? We might be talking about baseball 5 days a week.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
To be fair, we've now talked about Ohtani this season a handful of times, which is more shine than baseball would otherwise be getting.
We've talked about him twice.
Those home runs are doing plenty of talking for me. It is very difficult to learn
really,
a second
language. Really, Molly?
I'm sure he's trying. You sure? That he's trying to learn English? Yeah, I think
No. I'm saying you sure that's enough for you, Molly? How many Angels games have you watched, Molly?
Actually, I've watched a lot. Because my best friend is married to a former pitcher.
And see, that's the piece right there.
I haven't. But when Barry Bonds was smacking home runs or Mark McGwire was it, I was transfixed on the two.
And he made it personal. And that's why you got the smoke and you get this right here, Steve.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Another one.
Wow. Wow.
Crazy, right?
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, man, also give me the button, because last night during the home run derby, It was a ball to watch, by the way. I love that event. The Home Run Derby might sneaky be my favorite All-Star event
but
in
how
all
about,
of sports.
But how about this? To Stephen A's point, I didn't even know the All-Star game was on last night and didn't notice the Home Run Derby was on.
All-Star game's tonight. Yeah, the Home Run Derby was yesterday. But it was a big story yesterday, Ebro, because of Ohtani being in it. But I loved watching it, and I'm not going to lie. I was hating on Pete Alonso, who won again. He repeated. And I like Pete's style is so nerdy to me that I find him annoying naturally. I can't help it. And then after he was like bopping his,
the worst hate.
He was bopping his head. He's not Jewish. He was bopping
his
head.
He's nerdy.
But I wouldn't do the awkward. He was doing the awkward head bop the whole time. I was like, what's going on with you? And then afterwards they said, what were you listening to? Did you pick the music? And he said, yeah, you know, we playing Queen, so I was playing all Mobb Deep and Nas. I was like, oh, hit me with the button, bro. I can't even hate on this man.
Yo, yeah, turn that up.
Shouts to the polar bear, Pete Alonso.
Yo, you see how quick Shawnee turned off that background music?
You see that, right? Let's get this right here. Yo,
I didn't even have that ready so fast.
Because I knew where we were going, because I knew the story. You know what I'm saying? I saw Queen.
Queens, get the money. Q York, what up?
Check it out, man.
Now, Cass One, you as somebody who didn't speak English. Yeah. When you came to America, you had to learn English. Were you offended by what Stephen A?
No, Ebro, I was born in America.
Hit Ebro with the button.
I'm sorry.
Hit Ebro with the button.
Congratulations. No,
but I did learn Spanish as my first language.
Yeah, Spanish was his first language.
Same.
And Laura Stiles, too. Were you offended by what Stephen A said?
Yeah, it's foul.
I was.
It's so foul. You know what?
That has always been a big dog whistle with immigrants that speak, you learn English as a second language. And there's a lot of factors going into that. With even learning English. English is such a difficult language to learn with, like, you could say one thing in English and be completely misinterpreted. It's not as straightforward as other languages. So I understand the learning curve when it comes to English. And yeah, that was pretty offensive.
Well, that's why players will keep an interpreter for so long. And right. That's one thing that the people complain about. They're like, oh, Gary Sanchez has been here 10 years. But they don't understand that, yeah, Gary Sanchez, when he's alone with his friends, he speaks English. But when he's doing an interview, he doesn't want to mess up any small thing. So he sticks with the translator.
Most people who speak English as their first language, if they had cameras all over them, they couldn't deliver a regular interview themselves.
Great point. That's a great point.
That's crazy.
So now, to his point, what he tried to clean up with the marketability to mainstream America of someone who needs an interpreter. Do you agree or disagree with that? Do you think mainstream America embraces people who need interpreters? Or who don't speak English well?
My question is this. Don't people go and grab these players from different countries to make like their super team?
That's right.
So.
And he's not trying to be American. He's not a citizen. He's still representing Japan.
Well, just remember the conversation was about baseball reaching larger audiences and marketability of baseball, not the talent of the player.
Well, wouldn't baseball reach a larger audience? Like, for example, the Japanese audience, wouldn't they be happy that? Because baseball has the audience that they have already, right? To get new people interested in baseball, wouldn't it benefit them to have people from different countries in the game?
I'm just saying, if you're hitting those home runs and you're winning games, isn't that what make an average fan happy?
That's what people I believe buy tickets to go see.
Right. Like,
but I also remember when Ichiro was here, Ichiro was a huge deal in America. He never got the marketing and support outside of baseball.
Who gives the marketing?
The advertising community. That's trying to get to the mainstream America to buy a product. I remember that being a conversation. I haven't lived it. So that's why I'm sorting the people who live it. Y'all live it as people who are bilingual.
Well, yeah, people are always going to hate you if they feel like they can't understand you. They're always going to be like, well, I don't even want to talk to you. You're dumb. You're stupid. So there's that.
And just on a more basic level, it feels like, listen, could Ohtani become a bigger star faster if he was able to go on Jimmy Kimmel and sit there and just laugh and make jokes and be a full part of everything that Americans are talking about? Sure, it might speed up the process to people getting to know him. But I think the fact that he's this 6'5", 100-mile-an-hour pitching, home run smashing baseball player, it jumps out so much that to me the fact that English is a second language or doesn't speak that much yet, it's at this point inconsequential. He's becoming a huge star. So I understand what Steven was trying to say. I don't think he was trying to be hateful or hurtful. He was to your point, Ebro, pointing out that America is unlikely to gravitate. But I think maybe we need to give this a chance and see how it plays out, because Ohtani's name is blowing up right now.
And that's why Stephen A. got the butt. Run that mob deep, son.
By the way, Mike Trout speaks fluent English and no one cares who he is.
That part.
Who's that?
Exactly.
He's been the best player in baseball for the last 5 years.
I know.
Speaks perfect English.
Now,
no one knows who he is.
Bryce Harper, Mike Trout. Maybe Bryce Harper's the more marketable one because he's got the long, flowy, brownish blonde hair.
He's not that good, though. He's not even close to as good as Ohtani.
Is baseball's problem being marketable or being boring?
They go to Brahanna. Yeah, right there. Sure.
Sorry.
Well, and I also think that one of baseball's problems is, yeah, the storylines of the players. Most of the players, there's not a great story. You get an Ohtani, that's a great story.
Agreed.
They need to just allow people to, like, talk.
Look, let's keep it 100. They need to. Major League Baseball needs to invest in baseball in black neighborhoods. You want your sport to get popping? Get some black people playing.
They're definitely trying. That's something they're trying to do. But it's going to take a long time to see if it actually reaps the benefits they're going for. Because you're right. Black American players would be what changes that game again. The amount of black American players has gone down every year for like 20 years.
Y'all remember what Ricky Henderson did for that sport? Reggie Jackson, Ozzie Smith.
You always come right to Ricky Henderson every time. Like he was the only black. You're in New York. Don't mention Doc Gooden or Daryl Strawberry. Jump right to Ricky Henderson.
Hey, Ricky played for the Yankees, too. Yeah.
True. He played for everybody. What you mean? He has a jersey for every team in the league.
Let that mob deep ring. Summer Jam tickets next.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is not a drill, kids.
This is live.
Live ammo.
You know what I mean? We back outside, and it's live.
All the way live from 215.
Yo, man. So I'm still wearing my mask. And I'm looking forward to being like, yeah, nah, I'm not good to go outside because I'm still wearing my mask. So don't invite me to your dinner or your event.
Yo, Ebro is going to be the guy who uses this for 20 years. He's going to get phone calls to come. Yo, Ebro, you want to come to this listening? He'll be like, yo, I didn't get my vaccination yet. They're like, it's 2042. He'll be like, yeah, I know. I'm going to get it, but right now I'm going to stay home.
Being careful.
I'm going to stay home and be careful instead.
That's not clean?
I mean, listen, do whatever works for you. We already know you were a socially somewhat anxious person to start out with. Now you had a built-in excuse for a year and change.
You know what it is? I just don't want to talk about work when I'm not at work.
Well, guess
what?
That's
really what it is, man. When I go, I don't want to talk about work, man.
You got too many powerful positions. You work too many powerful positions to not talk about work all the time.
Man.
Everyone sees you. It's an opportunity. They got to make the most of the... And I get it. I get it. I understand it. And I deal with it to some extent, too. But it is... Yeah, you do a lot of... There's a lot of Heismaning you have to do of, like, I'm not trying to show disrespect. I just don't want to deal with it on a Saturday at 9:30. Like, I just...
A.M.
Yeah, I'm with... Or in your case, I'm with my daughter. She's on a bike. Like, I can't... It's. I don't want to disrespect... You're shooting your shot. You got to respect them shooting their shot.
No, I do. I just...
Ebro can't hide either. Like, as much as I complain that I don't get all the recognition I'd like, when I'm out and I see people's eyeballs instantly go to him because he's a foot above me and has a beard and has a look that he's cultivated, I'm like, yo, this guy can't go anywhere. Like, you really can't... You make your local, quote, local celebrity status worse by being such a recognizable figure.
I need to shave.
I mean, listen, if you took it down to a regular, like, if your beard was just a covering beard, like Shawnee's a little thicker than Shawnee's maybe, but not what yours is. Like, Ebro, you have the Ebro beard. It's practically your trademark beard.
Damn.
You played yourself. And what are you, 6'3"?
Damn, you going in, son. You going in.
Spazzing on me right now.
Oh, he going in.
Your man's spazzing. Well, no, I'm trying to help. I'm not trying to knock him. It's good for branding, it's a pain in the ass to hide. He can't go to the garden and just chill in the back. Listen, my grandfather, who was like 5'5", always told my dad, say, you know what? It's better to be short because you can sneak out of synagogue without the rabbi noticing.
Fact.
Oh, my God. You can't sneak.
I can't, man. I took my daughter to get a hair braid at the hair braid spot over in Jersey City yesterday. Shout out to the Caribbean restaurant. Always shows me love.
Aight.
Right on Jersey Ave and Christopher Columbus right there. I think it's called Nicole's Caribbean restaurant. Anyway. But I took my daughter to get a hair braided yesterday. You know, braid your hair in the summertime. Y'all know how black girls do it. That way you ain't got to worry about your hair when you're in and out of the pool and sweating and all that. Yep. But anyway, dude ran down on me with a Letterman jacket. It was hot. He ran down on me with a bag with a whole jacket in it to tell me about his clothing line.
Uh-huh. Respect.
Respect. I wish I remembered it. His name was Eugene. Shout out to Eugene, I think. I don't know the name of the clothing line.
Damn
but
it.
In my brain, I'm like, why are you handing me this big-ass, hot-ass jacket on this hot-ass day? And I was like, yo, man, just at me, man. I shout you out, man. Shout it out. Shout out your clothing line. But, yeah, if you got a clothing line, small business, it's all up. I think we need to do more small business stuff on this show.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
We need to, like, a lot of our listeners, you know how many listeners call in and win stuff and be like, yo, I want to shout out my business or my husband's business or this or that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people got small business. There was a whole article I read about how now people working from home, they're like, yo, if I could keep working from home, I could work 2 or 3 jobs from home.
Mm-hmm.
Not have to spend as much on daycare, not have to spend as much on commuting,
mm-hmm.
and make more money working from home. Meanwhile, you got so many companies that are trying to figure out how to get people back to work. But commuting back and forth to work messes up the side hustle.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And costs more money. Mm-hmm. So people are trying. And so now you're starting to hear this narrative was like nobody wants to come back to work. No, no, no. Nobody wants to come back to work for what you're paying.
Right. And all the hustle and bustle and hassle.
Nobody wants to sit in traffic for 2 hours for what you're paying.
Facts. Yep. Say it loud for the people in the back, because that's a fact, Jack.
If you paid more and it made more sense, they would, no problem.
We in there.
And they realized they were able to be, so many jobs, people realized they were able to be productive from home. You know, my friend who's a lawyer was like, I legitimately spent more time with my girls this year, his young daughters. He was like, I probably spent more time with them this year than if I'd been working, it might have taken 5 to 10 years. For me to spend that much time with my girls. Mm-hmm. Drove them to school, had breakfast every day. All these things people never got to have. They were like, yo, this quality of life, what have I been doing?
Different.
And now you want people to come back, and a lot of times money's reduced.
Yeah.
There's a lot of conversation, too, about the 4-day work week. Y'all up on that?
Yeah. What country did they try it in? And they were like, it was so successful.
Iceland or something.
Yeah, they were like, the amount of work that was getting done was the same because people were more, there was just more, they would apply themselves more because they were so excited about a 4-day work week. So they were just
And by the way, the population
out.
Of Iceland is like the population of Tribeca, but.
That's what makes it a survey. It's like a small sample size.
But I like the idea. You know what I mean? Call right now, 800-223-9797. Other good ideas would be to bring in DJ John and give away some Summer Jeans.
DJ John.
Yo, good morning.
DJ
what up, though?
Yo, DJ John.
Tuesday vibes. What's up?
As a Mexican-American whose parents came from Mexico, were you offended by what Stephen A. Smith had to say about Ohtani, Shohei Ohtani yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, Spanish was my first language, and then, you know.
Now it's your last.
See, and there I'm offended by you saying that.
Well, I mean, you should be offended by the fact that he feels that way, DJ John, because you're Spanish. Oof.
All right, yeah, I ain't perfect. I'm not perfect by a long shot, but so what?
All right, but keep going, John. Sorry. So you
Well, and your English.
Well,
see, then you now I'm offended by you.
Yo, but you speak perfect, John.
Now that things are looking up for you, John.
So you were offended by this comment, though.
I was.
I was.
Do you forgive him after his apology?
I mean, I don't know him like that.
Damn. Damn. Why are you coming for our guy, man?
Is that your guy, really?
Or I mean, he's a friend of the show.
Hey, we can eliminate Stephen A. Smith.
Even he apologized.
We get on his case, too, though.
Yeah, we move. I can move forward.
I can move forward.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to let him know, John. Ebro, text him and let him know John can move forward.
John, this the question I asked Lauren Cass, do you feel it's harder to get embraced by mainstream American society when you don't speak English?
Yes.
So what Stephen A. was saying in that regard had some facts, but maybe how he said it was foul.
Very foul. I agree with that.
Because I think, you know, me listening to it, him being like, I ain't watch no games. We ain't talking about Ohtani. That was the offensive part.
Yeah, it sounded like he just didn't want to, like, I don't know, it just sounded real foul.
Yo, listen, it was one of those classic moments where when you're on the air and you have a battery in your back and you start getting gassed up by what you're saying and turning it into an argument to, like, really present and show that you're right. That's when he played himself. He just got he started speaking with such confidence about it, and it made it sound like he relished, like he was happy about the fact. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it was the intention. I think he just got geeked up and started saying it in a way that was not cool.
I think the most factual thing will be what you pointed out earlier, Rosenberg, and you, Laura Stiles, which is Ohtani is smacking home runs and playing phenomenal baseball. He's a superstar with regard to talent. Let's see how America actually embraces him.
Well, last night, it definitely felt like last night at Coors Field in Colorado for the Home Run Derby. It felt like the crowd was all there to see him.
Is that because of the kerfuffle yesterday?
No, they probably didn't even know, man. In baseball, he's gigantic, physically and, you know.
It's that secondary and tertiary audience that's not watching baseball that don't know what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, I want to get his jersey.
Yo, John, stop.
And it probably doesn't help that he's on the Angels, too. If he was on the Dodgers, if he was on the Yankees.
That was his choice, too. That was the funny thing is the Yankees wanted him. And he wanted to play on the West Coast. He specifically wanted to play on the West Coast, and then he chose
Anaheim. To Japan.
Facts.
Yeah, easier trip.
Closer to home. Who we got online, Shawnee Culture? What are you giving away, DJ John?
Oh, 2021 Summer Jam tickets, baby. August 22nd, MetLife Stadium. Be there. If not, go to Ticketmaster.com. Or more information, go to Hot97.com, baby.
We got Marissa on the line.
Marissa, good morning.
Good morning.
You ready to go to Summer Jam, Meek Mill, Migos, Megan Wright and Friends, Bobby Shmurda, Rowdy Rebel, CJL Alpha Faruco, presented by the Heavy Hitters. Swizz Beatz presents a New York City tribute to DMX.
Nice.
It's all going down. August 22nd, get your tickets. Laura Stiles. Question.
All right. I don't know if you guys saw that Jada Pinkett Smith shaved her head. Yeah, you know, she's been struggling with hair loss for years, and she finally revealed a photo of her with her new look, and she said 50s are about being divinely lit with this shed. She looks great. It's her and her daughter. You know, Willow's been rocking the buzz for a long time, the buzz cut. Mm. So can you tell us who is Jada married to? That's correct.
That was tough.
Yo, man. Are they still married? That's a trick question.
They are.
I mean, they are married on paper, but I ain't seen them together since the incident.
Well, entanglement.
Entanglement.
Are they entangled still?
DJ John.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the name of the metal band that Jada formed?
Oh.
Remember her metal band, guys?
I do. Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah.
Give me a hint. Can I have a hint?
Willow remade one of her songs.
Oh. I Am Legend.
The correct answer is Wicked Wisdom.
Damn. I didn't know that.
Damn, John. Marissa, you going to Summer Jam? You going to Summer Jam? Marissa, you got any shout-outs you want to do this morning?
No, everybody's sleeping that I know. We're at work. So.
All right, yep. Keep it low. Don't want to forget any names. If you know Marissa, she didn't want to start shouting you out and forget some people. So hang on, Marissa. We need some info from you. Send you to Summer Jam 2021, August 22nd, MetLife Stadium. Let's go. Flashing lights right now with Laura Staff.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
Did you guys see Rihanna and A$AP Rocky? I guess they're filming some kind of new project because it was photos of them that popped out all over New York. I think they were in the Bronx at some point. But there was photos of the couple sitting on a fire escape. With, you know, eclectic outfits that made me think, like, this has to be a music video of some sort or a movie or something. But they've been running around holding hands, like on dates all over the city. Have you guys seen any of these photos?
Oh, yeah, of course. We all saw the night that security guard tried to play Rihanna and wouldn't let her into the club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was wild.
So you think they're living in the city? Is that what we're talking about here?
I don't know. I think people are speculating that they're shooting, like, some kind of secret project.
Oh, that's possible.
So everybody's trying to figure out what it is. You know, is it the first video to Rihanna's, you know, first single off the new album?
Maybe it's ASAP. Maybe they're doing a full collab album.
Who knows?
Maybe it's a movie.
Riri and Rocky. Rocky and Riri.
Ooh, Re-Rock.
Re-Rock.
People are excited about it. In other news, the
ASAP Riri in the building.
The second posthumous album from Pop Smoke is scheduled to arrive on Friday, guys.
Wow. Yep.
So it was, we thought it was going to be self-titled, but it turns out the project is called Faith. So his manager, Steven Victor, tweeted it. And it says, Pop Smoke Faith, July 16, 2021.
Now, Cast One has actually already heard the album. Cast One?
Yep.
Wow.
Fire Flames. Fire Flames is what I was like. There's a lot of good features on there and a lot of good music.
Have any features been revealed, and do you want to reveal any right now?
I'm not going to reveal any.
Come on, man. Revealed,
show us something, man.
Come on, man. Throw away a relationship for the show. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, this fire. You got a couple of days. You hear
it. All right, so we'll get it on Friday. That's your flashing light trip. The time is 8:02, a high of 77 degrees, rain. Today, at least we think. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Keep it locked. You thought your relationship was easy. You thought everything was going smooth. But y'all met during the pandemic. You never really been outside together.
Mm-mm.
And now you're back outside.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be taking some calls coming up. Keep it locked.
WQHD HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Are we on the radio?
We are.
Yep, radio.
Oh, that's... Man, hate when that happens.
You never know.
It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. We were talking about somebody famous having sex with your mom.
I know.
That's what we was talking about.
I don't know. Well, let's be real. But we just switched topics in
conversation. Well, no. We're not going to turn this somebody famous having sex with your mom into a topic. But it was a dovetail from Drake being spotted at Dodger Stadium having a private dinner with a high school basketball player's mother. The high school basketball player, his name is Amari Bailey. He's like the third ranked player in the United States in basketball. Mm-hmm. He graduates next year. He's currently on the same basketball team as Bronny James, LeBron's son. Which is why you see Drake at Bronny's basketball games, I think. Not only to support Bronny, but also because the star of the team's mother, Drake, is having a good time with. Spending time with.
Spending time.
Somebody caught them because they were having dinner at the stadium, and somebody had a drone.
Was it a drone or was it a copter weatherman that worked for a TV station?
Oh, I don't know. I heard it was a drone.
I think it was the weatherman, though.
I think
really?
I think so. This is the worst part.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know if it was a part of Drake's Certified Lover Boy rollout where they're shooting a music video. I don't know. But the guy tweeted, Laura, he was like, oh, look, a cute couple having dinner on the third baseline.
And then he was like, wait a second.
And then he posted it and people zoomed in like, yo, that's Drake and Amari Bailey's mom. Wow.
And everyone knew. They knew who it was.
So we then started talking about the fact that they probably started dating during the pandemic. And so it was low. They hadn't had to really deal with the public scrutiny and all of those things going around. And I'm sure Drake keeps a lot of his dating activity low. But we started thinking about people who started dating during the pandemic, and now they're back outside. And so now it's like, oh, like we're out around our friends, and we're out drinking and partying. And
new ball game.
It changes the dynamic of the relationship. When y'all was just inside with each other having cute, cuddly movie nights.
Right, right, right. You go to an event, you be like, how do you know him? Wait, yeah. How do you know her?
There you go, love.
One of those.
Yo, somebody comes up like, yo.
Do you know this person?
And you're like, yo, who's she? And yo, you got to tell the story. Or somebody walks up to your new girl. It's like, yo, nice to meet you. Yo, I love your man. Oh, he's the greatest guy. And she's like, yo, who is that?
Right.
Listen, I experienced it Saturday. I mean, that was my most outside moment in a long time. And my girl and I met during the pandemic. It was real new dynamics to interact with.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, it was cool.
Was it?
I mean, it's life, though. Like, it happens anyway.
Was somebody hugged you too tight?
No. Nothing like that happened. It was all cool. But it is different in that it's not the same as when you met someone pre-pandemic and those things happen as the relationship's unfolding. Now you spend a year completely on your own. You get pretty serious. And then, wah-boom! You get thrown into all these things that normally would have been happening along the whole way.
Right.
I'm on a new level.
Yeah.
So everyone's going to have... My experience was pretty cool, but everyone's going to have a different experience.
800-223-9797. Started dating during the pandemic. How's it going now that it's back outside?
We'll get a mix of both. We'll get some people who are like, oh, it's fantastic. And we'll get some that's like, that's a wrap.
Right. Now, the separate conversation was, and this isn't, we don't need to take calls on this, but the separate conversation was, how would you feel as a high school person and somebody famous is smashing your mom?
Bruh.
Because Amari Bailey, in theory, I'm sure him and Drake in school is all good, but now that everybody knows, the homies are going to be listening to Drake songs like, yo, is he talking about your mom?
There's a lot there, Ebro. There's a lot that I would not... I don't know how I feel about that, fam. Right, well, That'd be tough.
Let me frame it this way, Rosenberg. What if, you know, back when you were young and your mom, let's say your dad wasn't in the picture.
Okay.
And your mom started dating, say, Michael Jackson.
Okay.
How would that play out?
I mean, I have no idea. I mean, listen, this kid's already in a crazy circumstance. Let's just be real. He's the star of the team with LeBron James' son. His basketball games are packed with 3,000 people, including Drake and LeBron James and Travis Scott. Michael B. Jordan. So he's already living a crazy existence. Right. But to Ebro's point, just the idea that this dude whose album's called Certified Lover Boy, you've already known the famous people that he smashed, and he's always referencing girls on records. It damn near feels like with Drake records, it feels like Drake meets a girl on a Tuesday, and on Wednesday there's a bar about them. Like,
which is very different than Michael Jackson, by the way.
Right.
So it's basically is Drake somebody with Drake's character. It's the character.
Not even a flaw. It's just too weird.
It's not a flaw. It's just a character.
It's really the fact that Drake is Drake. He's out here. You know, it's very open about his relationships. People know about it. And now he's smashing your mom. So you show up.
Wow, you're the homie.
You in the warm-up line getting your layups right for the game, and they're playing started from the bottom. And everybody looking at you.
I mean, I don't know. Or maybe he doesn't care.
Right.
No, maybe he may not care.
I think it's cool. Yes,
but he may not care. He may not care. But I'm just telling y'all, it ain't like it ain't awkward. Don't act like it's not awkward.
I mean,
don't act like ain't nobody gonna say nothing slick.
Oh, what happened? What would happen if your listed dad wasn't in the picture? Your mom started dating LL.
LC, that's a great comparison.
LL was a great comparison.
That is a great comparison, Laura.
How would you feel?
Oh man.
You see?
Yeah, I don't know. It's different.
Ebro, you wouldn't have been happy if your mom was dating LL Cool J?
Fam, me and LL was still, we would have beef right now.
Oh,
right.
Gosh. No, you would not.
He walk in the house, wink at you like, what up, shorty?
Wink at you. Yeah. Yeah. Lick his lips as he looks in the kitchen.
Ebro be like, let me tell you something. You're the type of guy who's about to get knocked out on my front lawn.
Yo, if you don't get out of my kitchen.
Word.
Yo, me and my brother, my mama had the worst time trying to date, man, when me and my brother was in our young teens, man. My voice, I had the same voice at like 16.
Oh, gosh.
Answering the phone.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this? That's not, no dudes calling the house with that all the time. Who's big dudes sitting on the couch every time I come over?
Hey.
Nah, mom ain't here. Click. Don't even say bye.
Around the way girl, huh? All right.
Yo, who this? The smacking of the lips.
And you know LL has that laugh too. You remember when LL called me a meatball and laughed in my face? meatball.
Yeah. I think remember we got the audio somewhere.
Yo, imagine him saying that to you. Yo, ma, who's your little meatball over here talking trash?
Nah, man. It's not going over well. It's not going over well.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
We're taking your calls, though. 800-223-9797. The pandemic is when you started seeing the person.
We got Christopher on the line.
Christopher, you started a pandemic relationship. How's it going now that you're back outside?
I mean, it's going well. I mean, we met February. Pandemic started, March?
Yep.
So, you know, we're currently engaged now.
Wow. You know, it was-
Whoa, congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, it was, you know, meeting family, all that stuff would have happened sooner, but we were locked in the house, you know, and it got the relationship going a little bit, you know, it was one-on-one. That was different than any other relationship.
One-on-one, I want to play that game tonight. No, now that is a great point. The amount of quality time was expedited by the pandemic because you were on lockdown, so that is a great side to it. The concern.
And another thing as well is, you know, she does have a couple of kids, but only one lives with us. So it was good getting, like, you know, one-on-one, because we moved in quickly. We met in March and we moved in together in April.
So, oh, y'all are just wilding. Let's just keep it 1,000.
Fast.
Y'all were, speeding.
At the beginning, I lived in Brooklyn. She lived in Queens. So driving to Brooklyn from Queens every day after work.
Queens.
Being in her house at 2 a.m. to go home at 3 a.m. to wake up at 8 a.m. to go back to work. You know, it was difficult, so it was...
Yo, that was 1 month of sacrifice, my guy. You really put in the time.
Hey, man, good. More power to you. Hopefully it all works out. Thanks for the positive story, too. I'm glad it's working.
It's going good.
Watch out, everyone. Here comes Shawnee and Rosenberg with the divorce bitterness when you hear this. I'm going to hit y'all with really? All right, sounds like a good idea.
Call us in 6 months.
Yeah, we'll get back to us.
We got Tara.
Tara, you started dating during the pandemic, and now you guys are back outside meeting friends, drinking with friends. How's it going?
Yes. So it started great. Everything was all, you know, butterflies and roses. We decided to be in a relationship after telling our friends we didn't. It was cool. We were outside more when, like, Siami was a thing. And then now we actually broke up a week ago. It got to the point where I hated the way he started chewing.
Ooh, what do you mean? Wait, the way he started
chewing?
What?
Chewing.
Like the way he was chewing. You ever just looked at somebody and was like, why are you chewing like
That's happened to me before.
You don't even like him.
That's when you really start to dislike somebody.
Yeah.
Wait, how long did y'all date before you decided that you hated the way he chewed?
Well, we started talking in May of last year. made it official in June. Actually broke up a couple days ago.
Damn, went for a year, and then you were like, I hate the way you chew.
Yeah, I mean, that was, yeah, it was leading up to it, but he cheated in his country last week, so that's a dub.
Wait, what, when you say his country, where'd he go? Where's he from?
He's from Morocco.
Morocco.
Damn. Yeah. She left. She said that part last. Oh, by the way, he also cheated him.
Right.
Thanks for your
it
phone call.
It was more so the chewing. Nah.
I can deal with cheating, but chewing? Nah. Can't
not
deal.
Too far.
You got to.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call.
Christine on the line.
Christina, you started dating in the pandemic, and now you're back outside having dinners with friends, drinking and dancing. Yo, because that's the other part. You might have started dating during the pandemic. Y'all never actually went dancing before. And so now you realize, wait, this person can't. I don't like how you dance.
No, he can't dance. He can't dance. So actually, so just this April, we had to go to my cousin's wedding. And my family, we Puerto Rican, so we dance. Like, we dance salsa and merengue. And my father was like, get up and, because we looked really good together. Like, he had his nice suit on. I picked everything out. My dad was like, dance with her, dance with her. He would not get up and dance.
Why? Because he doesn't know how to dance?
I guess that was something that I just didn't see during the pandemic. Cause
you think?
I did not know you were going to say that on this call. I was straight guessing. I straight made that up.
Wow. No, it's a real thing. And you know the crazy thing? And just a week ago, I think I was watching something on TikTok. And me and him was just chilling, and I was drinking. I was saying, hey, let's practice dancing. So that would be look good as a couple. We got in a whole big fight. Like, he didn't even want to practice with me.
Oh, yeah. No.
Wait, are y'all still together?
Congratulations. You played yourself. We live together. But after that last fight, that happened like around a week before the 4th of July. After that last fight, you know, he takes it down and supposedly we're going to do like some lessons whenever he's ready.
Oh, okay.
Okay, bro.
Yo, you got yourself a winner. You might have yourself a winner.
Yeah, but during the pandemic, it was really good because it's like, I was just home working, and I was kind of stressed out, couldn't see my family, but then I met him, and then we just started vibing together, cooking together. Like,
oh, that's beautiful.
We was in each other's houses. I was cooking pasta, rasta pasta, oxtail.
Turned into a housewife.
Oh, I didn't gain extra weight, but now I'm losing it. But
there you go. Well, listen, good luck. It sounds like you got a good one. It sounds like you got a good one. If he's willing to take the dance lessons, that's a very good sign.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, that's funny, bro. Yeah. I straight made up the dancing thing. She was like, he can't dance.
Yo, as someone who's not a big dancer, by the way, it is annoying when you're in that with the being forced to dance for guys can be an annoying situation.
Bro, all you got to do is have a cool two-step, man.
That's it.
You got to do is be have a decent bop and a cool two-step. The more you don't try, the better.
Right.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just about, you know, some people aren't comfortable letting go.
I know. I think I forced you to dance with me, Rosenberg. I'll
occasionally, you know, like, don't get me wrong. I will do it. And at weddings now, over time, you know, I was married for a long time. I learned to get up and do it. I get it. But when it's the constant pushing, when people really push.
Oh, the spotlight is on.
It's like, yo, get up and dance on your own. You can dance with whoever you want. You're good. Have a good time. Everyone always wants me to dance. I was a DJ because I didn't want to dance.
Yo, up next, the Gurus. We're 97 minutes commercial free right now. The weather, like, I'm not even going to get into it. The weather, who knows?
Right.
I don't know what's happening. 54% chance of rain today, high 78.
The best 97 minutes of your morning.
Commercial free.
It's Ebro in the morning with Laurel Styles and my boy, Rosenberg.
Wake up!
Hot 97.
Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
There's so many songs that come out with, like, when you remove the vocals. Like, play the end of that song again.
Oh, wow.
Play the end of that song one more time. That joint sound like Kenny G. Listen to that song.
Scattily da da da.
Skibbity doo. Yo, that joint is a straight smooth jazz joint.
Right?
If CD 101.9 was still here, that joint, that instrumental would be ringing off.
Facts.
That's a great point.
But how many songs do you ever spend time, like some of these rappers come in rapping so hard on records, and it'll be the most beautiful instrumental that you've ever heard, and they come in talking about all type of guns, and you're like, yo, if you take the, like, there's Pop Smoke records that if you just take Pop Smoke's vocals off, it is a beautiful instrumental.
Right.
And then you add Pop Smoke and it takes it to the streets, and it's phenomenal. But there's so many songs that if you just listen to the nice little guitar and the cool little piano, it's a whole other radio station.
It is true. It's the lyric. Listen to this one.
It's just the instrumental. He's like, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'll take your whole finger then.
You know what I'm saying? I remember back when everything was broken. You know what I'm saying? Everything smashed up. You know what I'm saying? You don't really want it. I keep the biscuit on me. You feel me, Sensei? You can catch it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you don't want to give me the rock? I'll take the whole finger then.
Yo, come outside right now. Come outside right now.
Told y'all, it's a great time.
My girl cousins, they gonna rock you. You do. When you hear it like that, it just sounds like straight R&B.
Piano.
Yeah.
I should just bark on you. I'm too much man to leave a mark on you. You a bird, you know that? He says that. You a bird, you know that?
Yo.
Yo, love you, Ghostface.
Word.
Crazy. There's so many songs like that. Y'all gonna hear songs different now when you listen to them. You're gonna be like, wait, what is he saying on this beautiful instrumental right here?
I think that's why people are so feeling Afrobeat so much, because the vibes are so nice and chipper.
Right? Yeah, for sure, it's good vibes.
Yeah, like generally the I'm not deep in the Afrobeat world, but the songs that make it to radio here, they're not talking about gun buck.
No, right.
It's about Jerusalem. Let's pray together.
Word.
It's about the essence. Let's so get really to the is. Gurus. Let's do it.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com. Where you write to us. The team unites as one to uplift, to shine the light.
That's right, that's right.
In your
that's
darkness. Right. Shawnee Culture burns sage. Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises.
Energy.
Nobody leads anything in breathing nothing.
Yes,
and
she
Shawnee
does.
Has never burned a piece of sage. Matter of fact, yesterday on the show, if you burn sage before all that negative energy y'all brought during the segment, me and Cass had to save the segment yesterday.
Yeah, but we're going to have to blast you out of here.
That's not true.
A super sage gun.
Yo, Cass, right, man, Rosenberg. You see how they try to remix history, man?
Into Rosenberg, the nose.
Tell us who's in need. Who's reached out to the gurus?
The guru Laura at gmail.com. The emails are finally coming back in again, fast and furious. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. The guru Laura at gmail.com. And this one is almost like a flip side to yesterday's guru.
I hope you previewed this. Oh my God.
I previewed all of these, Laura.
All right.
You know what? I don't like you doubting me like this. See? I took the feedback. Cass. Yo, Cass, you shut up, Ebro. Shut up.
Shambles, man.
Shut up, Cass. Oh, sorry.
Zen.
All right. First, let me say.
Za.
I listen to you every day. But I need a new perspective in this matter. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Africa. That's right. I've been with my wife for 11 years. Mm-hmm. Married for 1.5. I'm not big on going out because I'm such a homebody. But I've tried to make an attempt in accompanying her to events that she's invited to so she doesn't seem like the third wheel. Mm-hmm. Out of the 10 things a man should provide, I provide 9. But the willingness to go out is where I fall short. Mm-hmm. My peace is being home after a hard day's work. We get into it all the time over me not taking her out. But I feel if I provide so much, why can't I have this one thing? Should I step even further out of my comfort zone to make her happy? Or should I just explain to her why I love being home with her and hope she understands? It's not exactly life or death, but it is a problem, so please help.
I mean,
yo, stop being a little bitch. Iron a shirt, dress up and go out. Get your lady dressed up and go out and have a good time.
How about just compromise and do it once in a while?
Yeah,
like
you that's basically
yes,
it.
You don't have to do it all the time.
Just find the balance.
But sometimes, yes, go out with her. You're her partner, and she wants to be able to, you know, go on double dates or go to a work function. Like, this is my husband. This is, you know.
Liz, I just want to tell you, I hear you.
Once in a while.
I want you to feel heard, my G. I feel you.
You don't want to go out sometimes. We get that.
Listen, a lot of times.
By the way, I feel him too, but here goes the twist. Laura said, go on double dates. Were you as apprehensive about going out with your wife, your girl, or, you know, however you term it, before y'all got deep into the relationship? Or were you taking her out and about because you were courting her?
And that's what I was thinking too, because they've been together 11 years, and now this is an issue? She must have been like this for a while.
My point is one of the biggest gripes that I hear women have is you don't want to date me no more.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You got to date your lady, bro.
You comfortable now.
Right, because that's what I got with you, because I like hanging out with you. Now you don't want to hang out with me anymore?
Listen, fam, go out with her or somebody else will.
Oh.
So says.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's just a fact.
I mean, Cass is
not lying.
Cass. He's not 100% wrong.
It might be the realest thing you ever wrote.
I mean, he's not 100% wrong.
And so, listen, bruh, you might want to watch Sex Life and see what's really going on, fam.
Back to this show?
You might see what she's really thinking about and be like, let me get out there with her real quick.
No,
I get it. You want to chill. You're tired. But to Laura's point, find a balance. Find as Shawnee would say, get on the balance beam. Y'all can walk on the balance beam together. Lay on the balance beam. Do everything on the balance beam. And go out every once in a while. Just, you know,
it
doesn't have to be anything crazy, but y'all could go to dinners, take her to a show.
Yeah. She'll appreciate it. Y'all been rocking for over a decade. She'll appreciate the balance.
Yo, and you know what she'll really appreciate? Every now and then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If you made the plan.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
You know what we're doing tonight?
Yo, and it could be next month. Yes. Yo, next month, babe, we're going out on a boomty whoop day. And you blocked everything out. You made a plan. You ironed a shirt. You know what I'm saying? And you went somewhere.
Yeah, buy your tickets to something cool in the city. Just you two.
Yo, girls, I can't speak for every woman, certainly. But women aren't necessarily as complicated as we make them out to be. They often just want a planned activity that's a right. little bit of an, quote, adventure. Love a little adventure. So come up with something. It doesn't have to be crazy.
Love a little adventure.
Yo, you know how many things. Yo,
see?
Yo, yeah. Fellas, stop every now and then and think about how many things a woman has to plan to just have a good time. But even before she's a mom. Getting the hair done, getting the situation waxed up, making sure that she can, you know what I mean, have a little, you know, fun time and making sure her, you know, her situations is right and she can have
you just
all
spent
the good time.
Why is this all about her vagina, Ebro? You just spent the entire time.
Because women got a planner. They got to do a lot of planning around that vagina. A lot of planning around that vagina.
Another Ebro shirt. Hold on. Another Ebro shirt.
Laura, am I lying?
Yeah, but it's not. I mean, you just do it, you know. Just like
well,
you
gotten used to it,
done.
But it does. You gotta be on a schedule with it.
You gotta
know it.
You gotta do it.
And so, because they got a plan around the vagine, fellas, you got a plan. Nah, right. I mean,
here we go.
So say the gurus.
The vagine. Nah, I mean, you want that to ride,
right? Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
No weakness.
Yo, that's the back of the shirt. The front of the shirt is, what was it? A lot of planning around the vagina.
Oh, my God.
And then the back of the shirt is vagine, nah, mean, with a question mark.
Playing around the vagine, nah, mean.
Yo, what was your shirt yesterday, Ebro?
I don't remember, man.
It was a weather shirt, I think.
What the hell?
Nah, weather crazy, bro, or something like that.
Yo, on the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles, what up?
Oh, this is so dumb. I'll let you know whose Barbie sold out in minutes. And I'm mad because I wish I would have gotten it.
Yo, I'm upset.
We'll talk about it coming up, flashing lights.
Another one of those beautiful instrumentals for you.
Yo, this song's beautiful. Listen.
Caught the BM.
Hot Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, your t-shirt from yesterday has been revealed.
What was it?
The earth is big, bro.
Yeah. That's a really good one, though. Wow.
Thank you to our listener who tweeted us.
That was in response. We were talking about, what's your man, Branson, Richard Branson, and Jeff Bezos going to space.
Wait, is Bezos in space today? Or was
I
don't it yesterday?
Know if it's no, I think tomorrow. It's next week. I think it's a week.
Oh, okay.
Because Richard was like, "Yo, I have to move quickly. I got to beat this."
Yeah, they're having a space race. They can't get people houses and in homes. They can't do that, but they can just race each other to space so that they can create new businesses to take people on tours to outer space. Which I think is, all in all, is about 90 minutes.
Ebro, over 600 people have signed up, and they made the deposit of $250,000.
That's right
for and their turn.
This is history repeating itself, guys. If you watch The Summer of Soul, the Questlove documentary on Hulu about the Harlem Cultural Festival of 1969, you see that even then in 1969, they interview people in Harlem who are talking about y'all are going to space and you can't fix what's going on here. And Questlove, I saw an interview with him where he was talking about how he didn't realize how many people were annoyed by the moon landing in 1969. And in fact, when the moon landing happened, I forget who was on stage, but they were in the middle of the festival in Harlem. No, there were 20,000 people out there not watching Armstrong land on the moon.
Didn't give a damn.
We're like, this is what we're here for.
I saw the trailer for that, Rosenberg, and I just want to let you know that this is how weirdly emotional I am. When I saw people watching the footage that were actually there, like, you know, it brought back memories. Mm-hmm. And they were crying. I started crying. I'm like, why am
on the
I
trailer.
Crying? Why? Because these people are watching themselves, you know what I mean, or memories of themselves 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. And nobody talked about this festival. I think I'm excited to watch it. It looks beautiful.
It's really dope, man. It's just cool seeing the vibe of people in Harlem in 1969.
Wow.
And then the artists are amazing. The live performance footage. It's a lot of, they let the music live. So it's like they'll talk about a performance, but then they show 5 straight minutes of the performance.
And it's
not like just 10
Joan.
Seconds.
Yeah. It's a Questlove Joan.
It's a Questlove Joan. Exactly right. His first.
Let's get to flashing lights. Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Putting you on to a pair of Summer Jam tickets right now. Call in number 9-800-223-9797 if you want to see A Boogie, Meek Mill, Migos. We have more to be announced. Tickets on sale now, Ticketmaster.com. Go to hot97.com for more info. But call in number 9. These tickets are for you. Now, Naomi Osaka tweeted, look, I teamed up with Barbie in 2019. And today we're introducing the Barbie role model, Naomi Osaka doll. She said, I hope every child is reminded that they can be and do anything. Except that it was sold out in seconds. So I was like, I'm going to try to get this for Kenza. Nope. Gone.
Yo, fam.
I tried to get it for Issa.
Yo, shout to Coach Joy. Her tennis coach was like, hey, did you see this new Naomi Osaka doll? And I was like, nah, I'm going to get it right now. She was like, sold out. Damn.
It's pretty amazing, though.
I wonder how many they did.
Oh, it looks so cool. It's part of like a series of role models. I didn't get a chance to check out the list of
now,
the others.
Now, Twitter told me that you can go on Amazon and you can make the order, like, you know, kind of like order it now. So when it comes in, they automatically just ship it to you as soon as it comes in.
I'm sure there's ways to find it. But it's pretty tight. Rosenberg, did you see that WWE Hall of Famer Mr. Wonderful passed away?
Paul Orndorff,
one of the first wrestlers I was ever familiar with.
From pile his time. Driver,
ill pile driver, and people forget, yo, when he turned on Hulk Hogan, you know, this is before Andre the Giant.
Wait, no, I got some. By the way, this is my era. That's the Great Betrayal.
That betrayal was amazing. And it's kind of lost a little bit to the mainstream because everyone remembers just Andre, but Paul Orndorff flipped on Hogan first. And Ebro, the original trolling, Paul Orndorff, when he was trolling Hulk Hogan, the whole time they had a feud, he took Hulk Hogan's theme song said, "No, I'm the real American," and he used it as his own theme song. So you go out to the matches to see Hulk Hogan wrestle Paul Orndorff, you hear Real American, you're like, "Oh yeah, Hogan," and Paul Orndorff comes out. He's like, "No, that's my song." Yo, he was great though, man. He was a really, really, really talented dude. I think he was 71.
71, yeah. Oh, rest in peace. That's your flashing light, Chipotle. The time is 8:58. High of 77 degrees. Rain later on today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, Rosenberg, you sent us all in the group chat the lady bugging out. Or no, maybe Cass One sent it.
Yeah.
The lady bugging out at the Victoria's Secret yesterday.
Yes.
So. Twitter feds have gone full on this lady.
Well, Ebro, did you
see? She's a teacher's assistant in a high school in New Jersey. They put her whole name up.
It's like Abigail something. But Ebro, did you see that the woman who was attacked by this Karen?
Yeah.
She also filmed herself filing a complaint because she wanted mall security to remove her or help her. And there's a whole video of her asking security for help and they're just dismissing her. They're completely dismissing her and be like, "Well, there's nothing we could do." And she's like, "I'm going to have to get a lawyer." She has a GoFundMe trying to get a lawyer. And she's like, "I'm really going to press charges."
I didn't understand why the lady didn't walk away when she was freaking out about being filmed. Why didn't she just walk out of the store?
Which lady? The lady being filmed or the lady doing the filming?
The lady being filmed who was melting down.
It's called white privilege. She didn't feel like she needed to leave. She wanted the black woman to leave.
Got it.
She wanted, get this woman away from me. That's white privilege. That's how it works. You are spazzing out trying to get someone to stop filming you because you tried to attack them and you still don't leave the scenario. You still feel entitled enough to scream and yell in the middle of a store.
What about the slow motion melt to the ground fake faint?
Oh gosh.
That's the best part.
I think the leg kicking is the best part. When her leg starts like uncontrollably, she's like, "You stop filming me." I mean, it does get, it's on borderline disturbing. The whole thing's borderline disturbing, but also funny.
Borderline? It's very disturbing.
Yeah, but you can't help but laugh because the woman filming's laughing too.
Yeah, but that type of white woman going crazy like that, that's what got Emmett Till killed.
Guys, she was saying, "That's what started the Tulsa race riots. Get away from me." And she's chasing the woman.
She chased her.
It's sick. By the way, a quick rest in peace. MF Doom would have been 50 today, guys.
Damn, the great Doom.
Happy birthday, MF belated. Doom.
Happy birthday to the late great.
We're waking up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.